Letters from Proudhon are Pierre-Joseph Proudhon readings. Apologies to Proudhon for our lengthy process of processing his rich thought. Our last Proudhon reading was on September 10, 2017, but it takes time to absorb him, particularly in synthesis with Alice and Prince and Nicola. We're looking at their various paths to freedom, arguing that each are looking at different pieces of the puzzle of, essentially, Socrates' dilemma, how to free us from slavery, from class, and the mindset of obedience it inculcates, and are working in contexts varying by quality and degree of power's self-organization. And of course, the global statesman's acquisition of Nikola Tesla's EMF weapon marks a watershed moment that none but Prince, save Nikola himself, could see the outcome of, which makes his guidance both revelatory and emancipatory. Our emissaries from love show us how long our path of growth, but not how long to our freedom, which is within reach right now, this instant, by enough of us turning our eyes to see it. I think it makes more sense to examine the broader political implications of power's strategy, plan to achieve total dominance over the planet through suppression of the human spirit. To help us understand the formation of the modern bureaucratic state and then what it takes to confront it, which is discussed in part in our Waking Up Radio show of November 1st, 2015, among others, which you can both read and listen to audio from by visiting the Embracing Global Goals Part 3.6 Segue from Anti-Systemic to Alice page. There's a link to it on the blog page in the paragraph containing the current date. We'll be going to Proudhon's description of these events contemporary with him and including an excerpt from Emmanuel Wallerstein's The Modern World System 4, Centrist Liberalism Triumphant, 1789 to 1914. The formation of the modern bureaucratic state is the imposition on the world of the totalitarian class system. For this reading of Proudhon, we'll be jumping ahead and into Proudhon's chapter 2, beginning with property as a natural right.